Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim both end in the same way. A long, long, long tale of the Arayos. All the illicit and forbidden relationships that a Jew is not allowed to have. Man, woman, with other animals and things like that. The question really is, why does the Torah need to spend so much time on all of that? Now, Rashi does point out that if you read the Psukim carefully in Achrimos and then you read it carefully in Kedoshim, there are nuanced differences between them. And the purpose of that is actually to give you extra chidushim, new laws that are tweaked out of the different readings. And if it only read it one way, you'd be limited in your understanding of the law. By having it twice, you get the full flavor of it. But in general, why does the Torah have to spend so much time on the Arayos, and yet there are certain other things that are seemingly big, big things that get a whole lot less print in the Torah? I want to share with you a thought that I believe explains it. But first, we have to ask a different question. Why does the Torah spend so much time in Sefer Bereishis, in the daily life of the Avos, and the quarrels and the squabbles between the family? Why do we need that? So I once heard a beautiful answer. The answer is that the Torah needs us to understand that the essence of Jewish life is the family. Everything starts and ends with family. It's a really big deal. Not every culture believes that, but we spend so much time as a family unit. We spend so much time celebrating. We spend so much time together as a community. That's what the Torah wants us to understand. That the essence of the Jewish person at the end of the day is the idea of family. But not just family. The sanctity of family. The education of family. The purity of family. How do I do that? I do that by creating a family unit with a goal of raising the bar of spirituality. Is it perfect? The Avos and Bereishis weren't perfect. Far from it. They had their moments, as did their families. But that's our goal, to raise the level of our family, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. The Torah spends so much time in the Arayos to tell us that in order to ensure the sanctity of the Jewish family, one has to be so careful at what unions happen and what don't. What relationships we embrace and which ones we stay away from. Are we too close to our family in a sick way? We've now lost the sanctity of family unity and we've perverted it. That's the purpose why the Torah spends so much time. It tells us, Kedoshim to you, be holy. How to be holy? To be holy is to ensure that this message of family purity and family unity go side by side forever and ever.